and you're going to put a tower, what capacity?
We're looking at 100,000 gallons is what we're looking at.
Well, I managed Water District 3 for 20 years, okay. So I have some idea what you're talking about.
I got you.
So it could be anywhere.
Gotcha.
You're going to do a tower, not a standpipe.
That's where I'm not quite sure what type of tower or ground storage we'd be looking at quite yet.
Okay.
But you're right. Could be a standpipe, could be multi-leg, pedestal, just not.
Tower costs more and more efficient.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the board here? Has anybody signed up to speak on this for or against? Nobody? Any more questions from the board?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you, George. All in favor, raise your right hand and signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. All against? Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on to case number 2403. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Jeff Heather and Addie Michelle are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for 6 RV sites in a nightly rental unit to be located at 261 Collins Road. As per the Tenney County's assessor's information, parcel is approximately 21.7 acres in size. It has a barn located on the property. Property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Turn our attention to the screen. This is down towards the end of State Highway T. Zoning layers. To access this parcel, you go right off of T down Freeman to where it forks on Collins, and you can see the barn. Picture from the entrance. And then I just turned around, took a picture. That's Collins Road that you see going across the screen. And then there's Collins Road looking north from the entrance. Collins looking south. Therefore, Collins and Freeland split, where Collins splits to the north. Just a couple more pictures of Freeland. Therefore, Freeland meets State Highway T, looking back to the south, and then back to the north. And I believe our applicants are back there, so I'd turn it over to them.
Hello. I'm Jeff Michelle, and I'm just here to represent me and my wife, Heather, and our daughter, Addie. She's 19, and she's into horses. And what we'd like to do is have like a horse hotel. The barn that we built right there, about 2 years ago, we had a fire and it burnt my shop. So we were able to build this barn. Just to the north of the barn, do you have that photo with the arc that I drew on?
I think they have a copy in their packet. And I did.
Let me just walk over there
for a second. You want me to zoom in?
So, yeah, if you don't mind.
Nope.
The six RV sites would be right here around the north side of the barn. So I've got this tree buffer here. I'm going to plant a tree buffer back here for this house that built next to me. You can see across the road, I've got excavating business and junkyard, a daycare and a dog kennel, another excavating business, and I think that's about it right now. Well, there's our business. We have weddings at the homestead right across the road. So,
what I'm asking for is the 6 RV sites for these horse trailers that have the living quarters in them. and there might be some campers too once in a while to experience the farm. We're going to have some trail rides once in a while. And my daughter Addie, she's 19, she'll probably do some guided tours over at Hercules Glades. People can stay there. I got 6 horse stalls in the barn. They can put their horse in there, go to a show, not have to worry, come back, stay in their unit. Inside the barn, I have an area upstairs and that I would like to do the nightly rental. And I would also like to have it so I could, we have weddings sometimes that people call and say, hey, do you have any accommodations? And I'm like, no, we don't. So that would be something that we would, if we had a request for that. We have weddings at the homestead. We've had it about 7 or 8 years. And this parcel of land has been in my family since about 1920. The land across the road where the wedding venue is, 1885. My great-greats homesteaded that. And I'm trying to think here. I don't have any fancy thing written up. I've just got some notes here. Okay, as far as the sewer, let's go right there. So I've got a private well that we drilled. It's brand new. And the sewer, I contacted John Suti to see what the requirements would be. He told me what I needed to do, so I called this Melissa Bettis. I think I pronounced her name right.
Yeah.
She came out and did a sort of evaluation for me and told me what I need to do. So I'll meet those requirements, even though I guess from what John said, I really wouldn't have had to call her, but I want to know, I want to make sure that the septic's going to work right. I don't want to have anything going off on a neighbor. And so we're going to do whatever she says. Let's see. So I've already mentioned about the writing on our property with some guided tours, the septic. Let me go down here. We wouldn't have over in the barn, in that upper unit area, I don't see over 16 people. It's 2,000 square feet up there, unfinished. I have a raised aisle barn. If you could go back to that picture of the barn, we can show them where that would be. And at this time, I'm not going to be doing that. I need to see how this is going to work out first. Because most people that's going to be traveling, they're going to have the horse trailers with the accommodations in them. But there will be, from time to time, people that just want to come ride, and they don't have a fancy horse trailer, and they need a place to stay. So in the upper raised aisle part, the barn is 60 feet wide and 100 feet long. So I've got 2,000 square feet upstairs, 20 feet wide, 100 feet long. And, of course, we'll meet all Western Dane County fire requirements or anything when we do that. We'll have it sprinkled, and we'll have all emergency exits required for anything like that we're going to do. So the RV sites for the horse trailers will be just to the right of the barn. I've got I keep my property looking nice. I don't like any trash or anything. I mean, I keep it manicured. We've had the wedding venue for seven to 8 years, I think, and we really haven't had any trouble with our neighbors or anything. We did have some signage problems. People were turning down the wrong driveways, and we apologized. You know, we've got it on Google Maps to exactly go to the right location, but they don't always follow the directions of Google. But now we've got really good signage. I think that problem has diminished greatly. There might be an accident once in a while, but I also have people that come down my driveway and asking where my neighbor is, and I'll just tell them, oh, they're right over there. You know, it's not a big deal. I'd say the noise will be fairly minimal as far as the campers. You know, you might hear a horse snickering once in a while. We do have a pretty good buffer there, and even on at the end of this driveway is T70, Collins Road. So we've got a pretty good buffer of cedars along the highway even. You can see, hold on just a minute. Yeah, back up to that one right there if you don't mind. Yeah, expand out.
This is kind of new because we got a new screen, so... And I can change your view in different directions.
Yeah, right there. Okay. So this doesn't show my barn at this time on this one. My barn's right there.
I was going to say,
so
the barn disappeared. We'll get it to come back here. Hang on.
There's my barn.
You want it to disappear again, Roger? I don't know how we do that.
I wanted to see how Jeff responded.
Somebody has to show me how we do that. Sorry, Jeff.
That's all right. If you could expand out a little more, I'll just show you.
Let me go to a different angle, because as soon as I expand out, it'll disappear.
If it disappears, well, I'll just point it out where it's at.
I'm going to look from the north to see how that view looks. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Okay. So I've got a pretty good buffer of trees here on both sides of the road for ways, and then my side of the road, and right here, and like I say, I've got a neighbor over here somewhere around 600 feet away, and we're going to plant a buffer here. And then I've got a buffer along this row of trees. This is my neighbor Harold over here. He's doing my excavating right now. And
actually, the house you have played to as Harold's isn't Harold's.
Oh, is that yours?
Yes.
Okay.
This is further back.
Oh, you bought this from...
from Richardson's.
Yeah, Richardson's.
From Gary Richardson's.
Okay,
yeah.
It's from Karen. Okay.
Yeah, Harold's is further back.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there is Harold's.
And this is your house right
here?
Yeah. Yes.
And you go back and border me on my other place down on the bottom. Well, I haven't met you yet. I'm Jeff.
That's part of the reason we're here.
Okay. Well, you know, I like I say, I like to keep my property looking nice. You can come to my wedding venue, and everything's manicured and kept up. And I've got county road access coming into it. I've got some nightly rentals about a mile away from me. They'd be down at the end of Mountain Grove Road that have recently been built. And there's also some at the end of T Highway, which is about 2 miles away from me. And, let's see. I guess that's it for now. I don't have anybody here that's, you know, for me right now, except my wife and my other daughter is here, because I didn't know that I could bring people that, you know, are for this. So.
Now, for these RVs that you're going to have, are they going to be like the big horse trailers that's got the living quarters?
Yeah, the big horse trailers got the living quarters in them. Now, there will be probably another RV from time to time. I'm a board member of Ozark Mountain Music Association. It's an association for kids in Taney and Stone counties. And we have a bluegrass camp at my wedding venue every summer. So there's going to be some people staying there from that. But I don't even charge them for that. I just let them stay for free. Now, the horse thing, yeah, I'll be charging for that. I'm just recently trying to get out of the electrical business after 42 years, and I need something to do. So, and I want my daughter to not have to go out in the world and work with, you know, some of the people that you have to work with. She could be right there running this with me, and it'll be something that she can do for the rest of her life.
Do you anticipate permanent rentals in your six RV spots? I didn't think you did. It didn't sound like it in the presentation.
They might stay
for a while, but not permanent.
I got a mobile home park there at the corner of TNT 10. And if somebody came by and wanted to buy it, I would sure sell it to them quickly. Because no more monthly rentals for me.
No free advertisement here now.
The area on the upper part of the barn, you're just going to turn that into one monthly rental?
Two. Well, it'll be split. I didn't want them all in one unit. So there'll be a little short hallway, and one side can sleep up to eight people, and the other side up to eight people. Could have, yeah. Like I say, we have overflow from the wedding sometimes that request a place to stay, and I have to send them 2 miles down the road to somebody else that has a nightly rental, or a mile down another road. The one that's a mile away from me, that would be as the crow flies, not by highway. Yeah.
So,
well, about 3/4 of a mile. But that's all I've got for right now.
Any other questions from the committee?
Did you say
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak?